Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just asking for a friend.
Sing it. You're feeling it this morning, aren't you?
We do this every Wednesday. We do ask for a friend because their lives are much more interesting than ours.
We're just happy they're not our problems.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a mutual friend who just started dating a guy. She's been on a couple dates with this guy. I think they've been dating like a little over a month or so now. And he's just a bad kisser. There's no easy way to put it.
Yeah. She told you, because this is a conversation that will never take place between a man and a woman.
Well, it's funny because I asked you, I was like, okay, well, if a chick was a bad kisser, would that be like a deal breaker? And you were like, no, a guy's going to be happy as long as he's getting kissed. But for a girl, after their first kiss, she came up, she told me, she was like, he's just not a good kisser. And so, she had to go back just to verify that it wasn't just that night. And she's like, I don't know if I can continue dating him. This might be a deal breaker just because he is that bad of a kisser.
No, seriously, that's a conversation I don't think two guys have ever had. The kiss is like, okay, I'm on first base. Here we go, about to steal second.
Yeah, are you sloppy? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you get all the details about which direction he went?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The sloppy kisser, the, like, wants to punch the back of your throat with his tongue. Yeah, just not a good kisser. Not at all.
All right.
Like, definitely needs some work.
What can anybody do about this?
Well, I mean, you could be like, hey, babe, like, you don't kiss very well, and try and like try this, or I don't know. That's why we asked for a friend.
Okay.
What did she just break up with him, call it a lost cause because he's a bad kisser? Or can she coach him through an acceptable kiss?
Okay. All right. Well, let's just see. Let's just see. This is where you guys come in. You are the relationship experts.
All right. You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. That's 888-431-3764.
This might be the most ridiculous subject ever on asking for a friend. She likes the guy. They've been dating for a while, but he's a bad kisser. And she's wondering, anybody ever been in this situation? Could you fix it? Should she just break up with him?
So I have a boyfriend. We're 3 years in now. And he came into the relationship telling me that he's a bad kisser, which made it way easier. So we just made like a little fun time out of it, and we kiss and fix the problems and figured it out. And now 3 years later, he fixed it, so we're good now.
You legitimately coached him to get him better.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I had to, and he knew it. He had a person before. Maybe she told him, but didn't fix it. And I'm like, all right, well, I can't do this forever, so we fixed the problem.
Okay, the fact that he knew, how bad of a kisser was he on your scale?
It was the same thing. Like, it was like a first kiss, and then the tongue just, like, punched me. I was like, whoa. And I think he knew by my face. I'm like, hey, dude, I like you, but, like, that was intense. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm a bad kisser. I'm like, all right, we got to get this figured out here.
And you fixed him.
And we fixed it. So that's it. I think he's got to be honest to figure it out, or else it's not going to happen.
Wow. Okay. I guess where there's a will, there's a way. Okay.
We are going to fix this problem.
I don't know. That's not necessarily the final answer. So you want to throw in on this?
All right. Call or text us. 888-431-3764.
Asking for a friend is interesting. I think this is just one of the silliest topics ever, but you say this is legit stuff that girls talk
about.
This
is things that girls talk about, definitely. Thank you, Jenny. Yeah. She went on a couple dates with this guy, and he's just a bad kisser. She likes him, but he's a bad kisser, so she needs a little advice. Like, should she just dump him, or does she actually try and coach him through? I like this one. It says, tell your friend practice makes perfect, and use a lot of chapstick.
Okay. Wow, some of these are really kind of descriptive, let's say. This text says, my hubby just eats my face when we kiss. We've been married for 22 years, but probably haven't kissed in the last 20.
Oh, that's sad.
All right, what do you think? Is there a solution for this or what?
The first kiss is usually what determines if a girl's going to, you know, follow through or not in the relationship. Okay. That's actually pretty true. Because the funny thing is, my ex, years ago, he sucked at kissing. And I tried everything in my power to try to... And unfortunately, I'm like, you know what? This ain't working. I tried so hard. And then I met my current boyfriend. And within the first kiss that we had, I was like, all right, you're the one. That's it.
Hmm. Really? A kiss can be that powerful. You can decide at that moment... This is it. We're staying together.
Bad kisser, bad in bed. I can see the translation there. Here's someone who also says, this is definitely a deal breaker. Just imagine dreading kissing that person every time you see them. Definitely just need to call it off.
Another text says, I think you can teach someone to be a good kisser. Show him what you like. Don't throw in the towel until you've tried to train him.
That's what it's all about. Training you guys.
Sit. Stay.
Give me your credit card.
Good boy. Good boy. Asking for a friend is really interesting today. This is a subject that I promise guys would never talk about.
All right. So we have a mutual friend who has been dating a guy for a little over a month now. They've been out, and he is just a bad kisser. He's a good guy, but he's a bad kisser. And so she doesn't know if she should just dump him or if she should take some of your guys' advice and try and train him. We had that last call talking about how it might translate into the bedroom. Here's another text message came in. Says sometimes what they lack in kissing, they actually make up for in the bedroom.
All right, just cut it out. For goodness sakes.
I know. Jeez, I love it.
Next text says maybe it's the girl who's a bad kisser and she's just trying to blame him. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's definitely him.
All right. Line two, what do you think?
It depends. If he's really hot, then I think she should fix him. Because if I was going out with a dude and he's a bad kisser, but he was really hot and I liked him, I wouldn't care if he was a horrible kisser.
Okay. So you'd make him a project.
Yes, and I wouldn't care if he like licked my face all over. Because, I mean, if he's really hot, why would you care?
Yeah, well, if that's his opening move, you know, maybe if he'll shake hands first. Another text says, teach him the basics. If he doesn't get it, then break up with him.
You guys are all just projects for us. You know that, right?
Seems to be.
Here's one says, I went on a few dates with a guy. Things were going great. Then he went in for a kiss and he basically tried to eat my face. Yeah. It was gross. We didn't go on any more dates. And when he asked me what was up, I said, I'm sorry, you're a great guy, but I'm just not feeling it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Guys, if you've been told that, start asking some questions. All right. Well, thank you for your input. God, I'm glad I'm not dating anymore. What kind of kisser do you think Chris Young is?
Oh, I'd like to find out.
Okay. 737 at K-Frog. Okay, one more call here on asking for a friend. She likes the guy, but he's just a bad kisser. Should she just break up with him or try to fix him?
My boyfriend and I, when we first started dating, we both weren't, like, we just didn't kiss the same. So I actually think, like, maybe you're just, like, used to kissing a different way. Mm-hmm. So now we kind of figured out how to kiss each other again.
Okay.
So
you just kind of had to figure out how to apply each of your personal styles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he liked to kiss the top lip, but I like kissing, like, the top lip, so we were both kind of fighting for that, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just totally imagining that right now.
It was super weird at first, and... But a year later, now we're completely fine. It did take a year to figure it out. But yeah, it was a little weird at first. But we figured it out and everything's been great.
Who gets the top lip?
I got the top lip.
Okay.
He compromised.
Yeah. You take the bottom lip and you'll like it.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for your call. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye. That's the most I've thought about kissing. And I don't know how long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.